Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio and later in the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, March 17, 2018. Today we will have our second part of review of our chapter 53 from last week, entitled The Last Journey from Galilee, Part 3. So this is still Lesson 249. Our opening hymn is entitled Savior Teach Me Day by Day. You want to help me to sing, Ethan? Savior, teach me day by day, lost sweet lesson to obey. Sweeter lesson cannot be, loving Him who first loved me. With a childlike heart of love, at Thy bidding may I move, prompt to serve and follow Thee, loving Him who first loved me. Teach me I am not my own, I am Thine and Thine alone, Thine to keep, to rule, to save from a sin that would enslave. Loving, fine employs, in obedience all her joy, ever knew that joy will be, loving Him who first loved me. Teach me thus Thy step to trace, strong to follow in Thy grace, learning how to love from Thee, loving Him who first loved me.
Sing, Eden.
Loving Him who first loved me.
Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, so even our guests would like to open with prayer, bubble out.
Our Father, we thank you for the spirit to have this blessed day. We thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for the spirit to have another blessed day. For yourself, our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirit. We thank you for the spirit to have come together once again. We thank you for the spirit to also be strong and be of good courage. Let us be able to also be strong and be brave, that you know that you are always there to help us no matter what troubles you may face. Let us be kind and unselfish, noble and reverent in all of our thinkings and all of our actions. Let us be able to also be continual in following your word. Let us be able to also be kind and be careful what we see, what we do, what we say, where we go. Be if they of our burden where they may be. We also, I pray that you may be able to heal any of us, if any of us are sick or harmed or injured, or and be with you, be with us as we continue in keeping the Sabbath holy, and let us be able to cherish the lessons that we learned in today's study. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen. The opening scripture to our review to keep in mind is Psalms 100, verse 2 from the King James, where it says, "Serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing." I pray, dear Lord, that you'll be able to help all of us, that we can be able to have our minds ready to be able to answer questions or even help the little ones so they can be able to have the courage to come forward and share what is in their heart. And praying that the Lord will be able to help us, that we can be able to give according to the faith, according to the word and the spirit of prophecy. So what have we learned and ways I have grown this week? Before we hear your questions, dear one, let us take a few minutes to review what you have read last Sabbath from part one of our lesson entitled The Last Journey from Galilee, part three, in our book, The Sigh of Ages. Any one of the dear ones, little ones, or even our guests would like to share the reading. Babala.
Desire of Ages, page 188. The Savior's own visit to Samaria, and later the commendation of the Good Samaritan, and the grateful joy of that leper, a Samaritan, who alone of the ten returned to give thanks to Christ, were full of significance to the disciples. The lesson sank deep into their hearts. In his commission to them, just before his ascension, Jesus mentioned Samaria, Jerusalem, and Judea as the places where they were first to preach the gospel. This commission his teaching had prepared them to fulfill. When in their master's name they went to Samaria, they found the people ready to receive them. The Samaritans had heard of Christ's words of commendation and his works of mercy for men of their nation. They saw that, notwithstanding their rude treatment of him, he had only thoughts of love toward them, and their hearts were won.
Sabbath blessing, dear ones. After his ascension, they welcomed the Savior's messengers and disciples, and the disciples gathered a precious harvest from among those who had once been their bitterest enemies. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the dimly burning flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3, margin. Matthew chapter 12, verse 21, Desire of Ages, page 488, paragraph 6. Amen.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 489. In sending out the 70s, Jesus bade them, as he had bidden the 12, not to urge their presence where they were unwelcome. Into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, he said, go your way into the street of the city. Go your way out into the street of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleave on us, we do wipe off against you.
Desire of Ages, page 489. Continuing. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. They were not to do this from motives of resentment or through wounded dignity, but to show how grievous a thing it is to refuse the Lord's message or his messengers. To reject the Lord's servants is to reject Christ himself. Desire of Ages, page 489, paragraph 1.
I say unto you, Jesus added, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Then his mind reverted to the Galilean towns where so much of his ministry had been spent. In deeply sorrowful accents, he exclaimed, woe unto thee, Chorazin. And on the slide it says, it repeats Luke chapter 10. Verse 12, King James Version, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in the day for Sodom than for that city. And continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing, woe unto thee, Bethesda, for if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes, but it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven shall be thrust down to hell. Desire of Ages, page 489, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 489. To those busy tasks about the Sea of Galilee, heaven's richest blessings have been freely offered. Day after day, the Prince of Life had gotten in and out among them. The glory of God, which prophets and kings had longed to see, had shone upon the multitudes that thronged the Savior's steps, yet they had refused the heavenly gift. Desire of Ages, page 489, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 489. With a great show of prudence, the rabbis had warned the people against receiving the new doctrines taught by this new teacher, for his theories and practices were contrary to the teachings of the fathers. The people gave credence to what the priests and Pharisees taught in place of seeking to understand the word of God for themselves. They honored the priests and rulers instead of honoring God, and rejected the truth that they might keep their own traditions. Many had been impressed and almost persuaded, but they did not act upon their convictions and were not reckoned on the side of Christ. Satan presented his temptations until the light appeared as darkness. Thus, many rejected the truth that would have proved the saving of the soul. Desire of Ages, page 489, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Our opening verse for our review for this Sabbath is taken as a reminder from 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Well, dear one, this opens the review. Any one of the little ones, what I learned and ways that I have grown. It's open now for any of the little ones, even the older ones, if they have any question regarding the study that we have just reviewed from last week as well. Babala.
Well, back in the previous text, in the page of 488, were. How long have the Israelites and the Samaritans been enemies?
The first question was, how long have the Israelites been enemies to the Samaritans? I know it's been for quite a while in different areas of the biblical experience with the patriarch. It tells you that when, as far as even, I believe, when the children of Israel was passing, even in the time when they were wandering in the wilderness, I believe that a lot of them was having difficulty with the different people from around the region. But specifically, I would have to do a little bit more research to find out when did it all begin. Because mostly all inhabitants that were in the land of Canaan, which is Israel now, there were many of the inhabitants around the regions and the borders that were constantly in battle with the children of Israel. But I believe that I will have that maybe next week by God's grace. But if any one of the dear brethren can be able to answer the question. From Brother Dick, it says, it began when Israel refused to let the locals in Nehemiah's temple. Rebuilding time. If any one of the dear brethren will also would like to elaborate on the question, I can also say that I remember that a lot of the Samaritans were very hurt because they thought that the Jewish people were the only one that was being acknowledged and them, they were not acknowledged. So when the Samaritan woman was at the well with Jesus, she was very surprised that a Jew would actually speak to her. And that is the beautiful thing that the Lord had done. Anytime when he see a wall of partition, he always opened the door for them to know that he came also to save all. By actually giving also a little bit of the story that the Samaritan was saying, that the well that they were actually drinking the water was basically in their family for such a long time. The Lord also was giving her the history concerning the plan of salvation. So as you can see in the New Testament and also in some of the Old Testament, how many times the Samaritan people were being mentioned and how the Lord was doing so many by sending different people towards the region that that bridge could be able to be broken down and repaired. Even though that they had treated Jesus unfairly, he still has sympathy because after when they refused him, he still sent other disciples to continue. And later, as you can see, the Samaritan experience with Jesus was also another opportunity. I just wanted to share that. My sister Gina also have a good point. Just thinking about how she was explaining that the well that was supposed to be Jacob's well, if you can see how far back Jacob's well was, it could tell you the actual rival that they had with the Samaritan.
He said that the well, that when the Samaritan woman was talking to Jesus, and she was saying that the well that they was taking the water in, it was Jacob's well that they had in their loins from the longest time. So I guess there was like a kind of relation back in those times. But I don't know where the relation was broken that now, you know, Samaritan and Hebrew Jews was two separate people.
Our dear elder have also placed a quote from Desire Ages, page 188, and it reads, when the temple at Jerusalem was rebuilt in the days of Ezra, the Samaritan wished to join the Jews in his erection. This privilege was refused then, and a bitter animosity sprang up between the two peoples. The Samaritan built a rival temple among Gerizim. Here they worship in accordance with the Mosaic ritual, though they did not wholly renounce adultery.
Thank you, dear Sister Rose. I believe that when the Israelites split at the with Solomon's son, and the 10 northern tribes went one way and the remaining two tribes, it was actually three, half of Manasseh and half of, I forget who the other tribe was, Benjamin, I think. And then the tribe of Judah remained with Solomon's son. That the 10 northern tribes established the city of Samaria as their capital, whereas, you know, Jerusalem was the capital of the Jews. And then when Babylon came in and conquered the 10 northern tribes and took them to Babylon and corrupted their faith, and some of them came back and continued in Samaria, that they felt a kinship to the Jews at Jerusalem, but because they were connected with idolatry and had a corruption of their faith, the Ezra, Nehemiah, and those individuals refused to allow them to take part in the rebuilding of the temple. And that, of course, caused the animosity, and they then built a rival temple at Mount Gerizim. So I think the animosity came from the aspect of them not being allowed to help in the rebuilding of the temple.
Is there any other questions that the little ones, and if it's not the little ones, also the elder ones can be able to ask questions? I have a question for that, which is, the two mountains that were divided at the time where Moses was, he had blessing in one and cursing in the other one. Does this have any relation to what was happening to the people as there was the conflicts between what area was supposed to be worshipped? Or, in other words, because I know there was also trying to figure out which place was the place that the Lord had chosen. They used to erect many places to be able to worship, and then they had something to do with these two mountains. Can you kind of touch upon the two mountains, Gerizim, and there was another mountain, I'm not sure what the name, but can you touch upon that? It's okay. I will try to be able to bring it back on during our youth study. Well, dear ones, if there is no other questions from the little ones or the elder ones, if you have any scripture song or any hymn that you would like to share, if it's not, this is the time that we will hand the mic to our dear brother Dick to ask question also for the review of the story time.
Now it's story time. Let's see if I can get this up here. You surprised me. I'll get it down to size where I can see it and the screen so that when I get knocked out, I know at least enough to keep my mouth shut. There's a little arrow or box that appears down here in the right-hand corner saying connecting, and I know when it's doing that, I am not connected. All right, boys and girls, what does it mean to review something? What does the word review mean? Anybody got any ideas? Children? What does the word review mean? Review means to see something. Review means to see it again. And in this case, we review a lesson. That means we have viewed it or studied it before. And our lesson last week was not a favored few, but many friends. We started out talking about feeling sorry for somebody else. That was the definition of sympathy. Then there was another piece that came up here. Let me see if I can pick it out. Yes. The word gossip showed up in here. Well, let's see. It was to discuss secrets with another. A secret is something that's not supposed to be shared. So when we share things that we're not supposed to share, that's called gossip. That means don't tell one person's problems or troubles to someone else. See, the word adversity, I forgot to read the first verse. And a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity or trouble. That's Proverbs 17:17. And before I get finished here, I'll reread you the two other versions that I have regarding that verse. If we tell somebody's problems to somebody else, we might be surprised because that somebody else might know the truth of the matter and say, you're wrong. And then you'd be ashamed. That's the reason we don't gossip. We only tell what we know to be true. And if we say things correctly and at the right time, it makes people happy. Doesn't make for bitter feelings. Do you know what ornaments are? Well, an ornament is something that, a decoration that people put on themselves, on their clothes. Sometimes people pierce their skin and stick all sorts of stuff in their skin. I saw a fellow one time, when I was truck driving, I came to a shipper. And the fellow that was attending me, he had little pieces of metal stuck in his eyebrows and his cheek and his nose and his lip. And I looked at him and I said, what happened to you? He said, I was in a wreck. He knew what I was referring to, all that adornment, ornaments that didn't belong in his skin. By the way, we're not supposed to poke holes in our skin or to write on our skin, for your information. That's what God's law says. What are unimportant matters? That's foolishness, like goes on in Hollywood and politics. And if we hear people talking about things that are not upright or not good, we shouldn't get into those types of conversations. Divine illumination or Bible truth, that's what we want. A friend loveth at all times, but a brother is born for adversity or trouble, Proverbs 17:17. Another version says, a friend loves you at all times, but a brother was born to help in times of trouble. When we're in a trouble, we do need help, and oftentimes our brother can help us. Another version says, friends always show their love. What are relatives for, if not to share troubles? That's somebody's version. I didn't write down whose version it was. Now let me roll my window up here and get it out of the way and see if there's any questions. Just like the last session, people can't come up with their questions here. All I see is amen and happy Sabbath and happy Sabbath and happy Sabbath and happy Sabbath. So at least people are happy. All right, children, study your lessons well. Pay attention when we present them to you so that when there is a review or another view, you'll understand better what's going on, and you might even have some questions. There might be words you don't understand.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, dear Brother Dave. If there's also any testimony to be able to share, dear ones, we can also roll the review into the youth study because it's the same topic, and I pray that you'll be able to also find courage. I myself, I have so much questions as well. So next week, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled The Last Journey from Galilee in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If anyone would like to be able to close with prayer, little Ethan would have wanted to do that, but he fell asleep. So the mic is open for any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, that would like to close with prayer. Bubba.
Shall we pray? Loving Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege we have of getting together to study your word, that Bible, the spirit of prophecy, every Sabbath. Bless us as we study, as we listen. Hopefully we learn. Learning is repetition, and that's why we're repeating this and having a review, so that the little ones can have impressed on their minds the stories of last week. Things that we hear just once don't always stick with us humans. We don't have the memories of bygone years. But we with us, bless us now as we go into the next service, and give us a blessed Sabbath. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear ones, by God's grace, we will have a new study. Will be part 4 in our chapter 53 of The Last Journey from Galilee. And that lesson will be lesson 250. That will be held on March 24, 2018. Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are just joining me. May you all have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.